Well, amid warnings of unintended consequences, governments, including Australia's, are ramping up pressure for the social media giant Facebook to change its privacy plans. Australia's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is even challenging Facebook to declare whose side it's on, criminals or law enforcement. In an open letter to Facebook, Australia, the US and the UK are demanding law enforcement access to encrypted messaging to fight crime. And again, the debate about how far governments should reach into our privacy has flared. Stephanie Boris reports.
All right, are we ready to get started? All right, how are you guys?
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg received a warm welcome from his employees at the weekly Q&A session.
Being making progress on the major social issues that we and the internet are at the center of. So it's everything from protecting privacy to election integrity and election security and broadly supporting freedom of expression, but making sure that we keep people safe.
That sentiment is being questioned by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. He's gearing up for a fight on privacy versus security. In a statement, he said,
"Encryption is important for banking and other uses, but pedophiles are using it to order children and send images of children being raped. You're either on the side of vulnerable children or not. It's time for Facebook to pick a side."
Australia, the US and UK have penned an open letter to Facebook saying they're worried about the social media giant's plans to boost privacy.
"We are writing to request that Facebook does not proceed with its plan to implement end-to-end encryption across its messaging services without ensuring that there is no reduction to user safety and without including a means for lawful access to the content of communications to protect our citizens."
The new planned Facebook features include deleting messages after a specified time so they can never be recovered, and further end-to-end encryption options, meaning only the sender and receiver can view the text and images, no one else. The three governments fear the changes will stop Facebook's ability to report illegal activity.
"Our understanding is that much of this activity, which is critical to protecting children and fighting terrorism, will no longer be possible if Facebook implements its proposals as planned."
It wants Facebook to hand over the golden key so that law enforcement agencies can unlock the door to see messages and images being sent by particular people.
Encryption in itself is part of a barrier to a safe society. Like, it actually creates safety more than it actually hinders it.
Tim Singleton Norton is the chair of Digital Rights Watch. He argues that if the key is handed to law enforcement agencies so they can see messages, it's a slippery slope for other systems that use encryption, such as banking, and the tools to unlock other bolted doors could get into the wrong hands.
"We actually have to look at the infrastructure of the internet as a whole and realise, we need to protect the way that it works. Breaking into encrypted communications would be the first step in creating those vulnerabilities."
Peter Dutton is in Washington, D.C. with his US and UK counterparts. Their meeting is titled "Lawless Spaces, Warrant-Proof Encryption and Its Impact on Child Exploitation Cases."
"But we continue to want to engage with government and we encourage that engagement."
Ron Gorcey is the CEO of the Australian Information Industry Association, the peak body representing technology organisations like Apple, Optus, Google and IBM. He says if governments want more access, they need to outline key details.
"We understand why the government wants access at times, and all we're seeking is a bit more clarification around rights, how that information will be used and when it will be used and how the powers will be executed."
Ron Gorcey from the Australian Information Industry Association. Stephanie Boris, our reporter.